And now, our feature presentation.
And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of McDonald's Monopoly winners, it's the most random show on the internet. It's TBK Live! Welcome to the only show on the internet that used its stimulus check to buy an imaginary friend. Welcome to a brand new episode of TBK Live here on TBK Magazine and TBKRadio.com. My name is Richard, and joining me today is the reading rainbow to my wishbone. It's Ashley. What?
I guess it makes sense because Wishbone is cooler.
Wishbone was fucking awesome.
I got so sad to learn that my slightly younger cousin had never seen Wishbone. Like, I don't feel...
I'm blown away by this.
We talked about that with her.
How do you grow up through the 90s at all and never see an episode of What's the Story Now, Wishbone?
Yeah, she was born in 96, so it's... But it would have still been on reruns.
It was on until like 2000... I think it was on until after I graduated high school, which would have been 2004? 2005. Like, it was such a good show.
Yeah, she was so confused when I tried to talk about Wishbone. Like, that was one of my favorite things. And we legitimately watched that in school.
Wishbone was fantastic. If you've never seen Wishbone, it's this talking dog or dog that has thoughts or that tells stories from a book.
It teaches kids classic literature in the greatest way because it's a dog in costumes and it's my favorite thing.
Like, that's how I remember. Look, I've never read Don Quixote. I don't feel like I have ever had to read Don Quixote because of the episode of Wishbone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's helpful.
I mean, all I remember from that is that episode. That's it. I've seen every episode of that show, but the only one I remember is Don Quixote.
That was the first place I heard of the story of Ichabod Crane.
Oh, wow. You didn't... The Disney movie wasn't first for you?
No, I didn't see that first.
Every year. Every fucking year in elementary school, they would show us that damn Disney... And it's a terrible one, too.
It is pretty bad.
It was with the... Is it the frog and... there's a frog movie. It's like 45 minutes. But they put them together on a VHS tape, so it was... Ichabod, I don't remember what it was called. And then there was this, like, the frog and Mr. Toad or something, and it was bad. Both of them were bad. Like, Disney at that time sucked. I'm sorry.
No,
with the exception of Robin Hood, which is, honest to God, maybe the most surprising movie out of that fucking time frame. Outside of that movie, every Disney cartoon from, like, 1950 to 1989...
Yes,
is that when the Liberator came?
There was a couple coming through the 80s. You've got the Rescuers. You've got Sword and Stone.
I didn't like the Rescuers. I like the Rescuers Down Under better, but that came out in like 91.
Yeah, but I mean, those weren't terrible.
No,
they did better than Sleeping Beauty.
Aristocats might be the only other one.
Aristocats was amazing, and I'm super excited that I made you watch it.
But Robin Hood, that's really the best movie from that time frame, and everything else, with the exception, I guess, of Aristocats, is terrible.
Kind of on topic, still terrified about the Robin Hood remake.
Oh, God. Oh, did we talk about that last week?
We did. We touched on it last week.
I still don't want to see live action because you watched Lady and the Tramp.
Since the last episode we recorded, I finally watched the live action Lion King.
I'm sorry. I did not.
And I watched the live action Lady and the Tramp.
I did not.
Lady and the Tramp actually wasn't that bad.
Compared to what?
The original.
Okay, so, I mean, we're basing this off of cartoons.
Yes.
The cartoons are always going to be better.
The cartoons are going to be better. Lady and the Tramp, I'm not super attached to.
So does that help?
I never really cared for the cartoon. Mm. Like, there's not much of a story to it.
There's only one scene in that cartoon that's worth a shit, and it's the kissing of it, the spaghetti. And that's really all you need.
Which they did really, really well in the live-action movie.
It was cute computer animation.
It was quite cute. I teared up a little bit because it's way harder to see tragic backstory when it's an actual puppy giving you puppy dog eyes versus a drawn animated puppy.
Which I prefer, by the way.
Like, it was way harder to watch an actual dog be sad and like whine and cry.
Yeah, because you just want to give like do everything you can to make the dog better.
I had to stop and cuddle my dog for a minute.
No, you
like it was bad.
But Lion King.
Lion King was terrible. It starts off as like a shot for shot remake, and it is through a vast majority of it.
Why? I don't even know why we're even getting live action versions of the cartoons. I really don't.
Stick with the princess movies. Like you can redo princess movies and it's okay. Yeah. Like it makes sense to make the people real people.
Oh, I agree with you completely because that's not hard to do. But Lion King is lions.
Like it's not animated. It's CGI. It's the same freaking thing.
And honestly, you said this like you couldn't tell them apart. Is that true?
What do you mean?
The lions.
Yes. It was very difficult. Like, specifically, Lion King spoilers. By the way, if you haven't seen the 1995 movie by now.
If you haven't seen the Lion King by now, you're never watching it. It's kind of like the people who've never seen Star Wars. If you're over 30 and you've never seen Star Wars,
you're never going to watch Star Wars. So, like, the final fight scene between Simba and Scar.
Simba.
You know, in the movie, clearly, Scar's a bad guy. He's totally different color scheme. He's got the big scar on his face. Very visibly different.
Hence why he's named Scar.
So, taking apart from that, there is source material for The Lion King, and there's, like, books that are based on The Lion King that are canon and everything.
Which is based off Shakespeare.
Scar's name before he got his scar, I can't remember what it is, but translated, it literally means trash.
Oh, let's just call him Dog. All right. So Dog is before Pre-Scar.
Yeah. So you can clearly see the difference between the two of them in the animated cartoon because they are vastly different looks.
Yeah. All the lions look different in the cartoon. It's great.
They look very similar in the live action one. Like Scar has a little bit less of a mane. And when they're like fighting and doing stuff, like you can't tell the difference. It's just a blur of CGI fur. Like it's not good.
I did not watch this. And I chose not to.
It makes me really sad because I love the casting for this, and I was very excited about the casting for this.
There was some highlights for you in that cast, though.
But you lost so much with Timon and Pumbaa. It's not the same. They didn't even get close to the same. They took away a lot of the fun and jokes from Timon, and he kind of just came off as a dick.
Was Seth Rogen voicing Timon or was he voicing
Pumbaa? Billy Eichner.
Oof. If you've watched anything Billy Eichner's he's kind of a dick.
No,
but
he
it's a fun way.
They took away so many of the jokes. And they tried to make this a lot more serious. Like the hyenas weren't comic relief. They were supposed to be actually scary 95% of the time.
I mean, when a character's voiced by Whoopi Goldberg, I'm sorry. Like, it's just not happening. That's the nun from Sister Act. I don't care. Like, it's not going to be scary at all.
Yeah.
Fucking Whoopi Goldberg.
And then now she's voiced by a, like, badass Wakandan warrior.
Oh, from,
Yeah, the
Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the captain from Black Panther is who voices Whoopi Goldberg's character. She plays it as scary.
But Whoopi, like, that's the thing.
Which is what they wanted.
Which, that's the thing with The Lion King. It's so, how do I put this? It's over the top.
In the best way.
Yeah, everything from that movie, which probably should have never been a hit. And I don't think Disney even thought it would be a hit. Because they thought, they were banking on fucking Pocahontas.
Yeah.
That movie sucks.
It's very pretty.
Oh, visually, for 1996, stunning. Or 95, stunning.
Very, very pretty. Very, very pretty.
But as a whole, that movie
is... It's because nobody wants to listen to the story of Pocahontas told badly.
Have you ever seen a wolf cry to the blue corn moon? I still don't even know what the hell a blue corn moon is, but I...
Well, you know, there's a bunch of different special moons, and it's one of the things.
Is this like an anime thing?
No, like there's...
I know.
There's blood moons and stuff that's an actual thing.
Yeah, I know.
And like
I
we
know.
Saw a weird orange one last
pink.
Month.
Pink.
Pink.
Pink
or
purple.
Know.
I don't know. It's one of the Power Ranger
it
colors.
It looked mostly normal. There's not a purple Power Ranger.
There is in some of the series. Like in one of them, there's a purple one.
We only discussed the first Power Rangers. Don't start with me.
Welcome to live, everybody.
Don't start with me.
We got on a Disney conversation, didn't know.
My one thing, my biggest bright spot for the whole thing was instead of doing the luau distraction.
Oh, the
which is one of my favorite
which
things.
Which is the best thing in that movie.
They sang the intro to Be Our Guest.
Ooh. Okay, so that's probably funny.
It was quite amusing. I was very impressed with it.
But is it as good as the luau thing?
No, it is not as good as the luau because it
you
is not.
Call me Mr. Pig. I fucking love the luau scene.
And that's not as much fun either.
No,
that part of it, like, it wasn't played the same.
You lose a lot. Well, one, it's not Nathan Lane.
I almost feel like, one, you need to watch it, and two, we should probably use it for Cinecrap.
Which is really sad, because we did the cartoon, because it won the tournament.
And the cartoon is wonderful, and I love The Lion King.
And we still made fun of it. Like, it's a really good
this
movie.
This is going to be way easier to make fun of, and I kind of think we need to do it specifically so you have to watch that shit.
We're doing Cats this week. Look, I know I've said this... So I've got like 7,000 emails about this. Like, this is now a running joke, apparently, among fans that we're never going to do the Cinecrap episode for Cats.
You're right.
Yeah, no, we are. We're doing that this weekend. It is going to be up next week. We have a story about this. But first, I got to welcome to Live. It is the World Book Day. Go to random. That water has been sitting on this desk for like 6 months.
It tastes minty.
Go to random of all. Oh my God. We have books.
National Book Day.
Invincible Heart by Brian Tan and Kendra Sauter. If you listen to Live, you know Brian read the book in 2 episodes or 3 episodes or 100 episodes. I don't know what number.
2 chapters of the book.
2 chapters. The first and second chapter. He read them aloud. His book is for sale. You should pick it up. Treat yourself is what I've been saying in the article.
Treat yourself.
Because that's a story today. Also, pick up Keys of Childish Crawl by Cindy Johnson. It's a great book. It is on the edge of your seat the entire time. You will not want to put it down. Both on Amazon.com. You can go to tbkmagazine.com, click the links, or you can go to Random of All Media and click the links, or just search on Amazon. And since it's World Book Day, you should do that. So
you definitely should do that. Read our books. Read other people's books. Read all of the books. You're stuck at home. What else are you going to do? You can't listen to podcasts all day. You got to take a
break. I mean, if you do, we have 420-some episodes.
Eventually, even if you listen to all of them, you run out.
You know, at some point, you're going to run out of things to watch. Like, that's one reason I'm not binging The Office in Parks and Rec right now. Is because
even though you totally could, because you've already seen it and it wouldn't hurt.
Well, I'll talk about that in a second. But we also, our store is getting a makeover.
Yes.
It's going to get a glam up.
Glow up for the store.
Yeah, and there will be more details about that. And as soon as shirts are able to go back and being printed, we will have all of that information soon. TBKmagazine.com. Now that that's out of the way, I have to talk about what happened last fucking week and why there was no episodes after Friday.
Of anything.
There was no articles until Monday, I think, was the Fraggle Rock thing. So, or Tuesday. This week has been a blur.
Tuesday, because I was home.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. So let me tell you what happened last week. Friday, okay, so everyone knows the story from Monday of last week when we got told that there was a bunch of bullshit happening with the website.
Yep.
We have to remove stuff before it can go back online. We were getting whatever it was. Like, we took care of it. I've now fixed the issue. All right.
Things are better.
The reason that that had happened, though, the reason that they even were taking a look at us was because the site kept crashing. And not for a long period of time. Like, if it was a traffic crash, we would have, which, I mean, we did have one or two. But if it was a traffic crash, it would be more, it would be longer than like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
So I'd log into the chat or try to call tech support for my former web host, and it's fucking Bluehost. And I don't care if I call them out on this episode because I'm mad as hell.
You should be.
So we're on Bluehost's platform, which I signed up for many years ago. Like, this is the first web hosting platform I used outside of actual Blogger. So that's something that probably hasn't been said on any show in forever.
Lord.
So when I moved TBK Magazine at the time, it was like this weird URL, but I moved it to, Bluehost. And self-hosting, you can do a lot more stuff with it. You just can. Like, you can change how it looks. You can do everything. So let's discuss what happened this week. The site kept going down for like 2 minutes at a time. And it was after just so every, 3 hours, it would just go down. like, what the hell keeps happening? And I try to log in, and it would be like, I would get to the login screen, I'd hit login, and it would just tell me, we're sorry, your server's under maintenance, you can't do anything. Well, shit, I'm gonna call. I'm gonna fucking call and see what happens and hope for the damn best. And I call, and I call, and no answer for like 25 minutes. Because that's how that should work. And by the time they get to what I need, so chat and phone both. So by the time they actually get to talking to me, guess what's happened?
It's down again.
No, it's fine. So they can't figure out what's going on. Error codes isn't showing anything. It's a server issue, if that's the case. And I tried telling them that for 3 freaking weeks. Like, hey, there's error codes in the main error spot on this site, on our server. You can see it plain as day that it is a server issue. Take care of this. No. They told me that, well, your site's fine, so we don't know what we're doing, kind of thing, constantly. And then last Friday happened. And I don't know if I've ever been as pissed off as I was last Friday night in my life. Because I talked to them at 11, at 1:30, at 4:30, at around 7:30, and at 10. All in one day, because it just kept happening. Every time I'd go to the website on any device, it'd be down. And I go, this is ridiculous. So I messaged the first time. They clear the cache, which every browser has a cache. It's like it updates the site, makes it refresh more. And they tell me that's the issue, so they clear it, which is funny because my cache wasn't on the server. So, hey. So they were like, you won't have this issue again. A couple hours later, I checked the website on my phone, not on our Wi-Fi, but on my phone, and same principle. It's down. I'm like, you sons of bitches. So I get on chat and I call. So I've got a chat window open and a phone call going at the same time. And whoever answers first, that's who I'm talking to, because I just want to get something fucking fixed.
Understandable.
And they tell me, oh, we think we know the problem. So what is it? Oh, we took care of it. It won't go down again. What's the problem? We took care of it. Don't worry about it. Blah. A few hours again, I go through the same thing. And then the 10 o'clock one happens. I am sitting at the computer working on something, and I don't remember what it is for the life of me. It might be the 90s tournament. I don't know.
A thing. You were doing a thing.
It's something. Which, by the way, we need to see the fads and etc. one tonight for the show, because the music show has theirs. Brian did movies. TV and fads are still available, so I think we need to do fads.
Let's do it.
Later. So I'm on the... I get a hold of them again, and it's Friday at 10, and I'm telling him what's happening. The same story. I'm like, this is my 5th time contacting today about the same freaking issue. If it was my fault, if I am to blame, the error log would tell me, you dipshits. So tell me why this keeps going down. We'll have a specialist look at it. All right. Be on hold for 2 to 3 minutes. Because if they put you on hold for 5 minutes, everything disconnects. Because that's a shitty fucking practice. So 4 minutes go by. Gets back on the chat. Server says there's nothing. Like, there's nothing wrong with your server. That's what maintenance said. I don't believe you. Like, something is happening here. Tell me what's going on. And it's a cloud server. So number one, you don't have to be there. Like, you could look and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm not the only person who's having this problem, because they were getting multiple calls about it that day.
So clearly, it's a problem. It's a thing. On their end.
Yeah. So I'm like, there's an issue. Fix it. And then the guy proceeded to tell me, well, we think it might be because of COVID-19.
So it's infecting the computers now.
Bitch, what did you just say? Like, I didn't realize computer servers could start dry coughing. Like, I don't understand what's happening here. But I'm mad.
You should be mad.
And it's 11:30 at night, and I just went, fuck it. And I started looking for a new web host at 11:30 on a Friday night. Most people in normal lives would have been out partying. I, on the other hand, am pulling 13-year-old me's greatest fantasy, like sitting down and watching TGIF and staying up all night. That's exactly what the fuck I'm doing at this point.
Side note, please don't be out partying. COVID.
Yeah, no, don't party. Stay at home, watch TGIF reruns on Hulu. They're all there, every show. Full House, Step by Step, Family Matters, Sabrina, Boy Meets World, and there's another one. All of them. All of them are on Hulu, and I'm living for it. But, okay. So 11:30, I contact a different web host, and I'm like, hey, here's what's happening. Can you help me? How big's your site? Learned something very valuable, by the way, this week. When you post photos for 10 fucking years, your site gets really big.
Who knew?
I took away 36 gig. Don't do that. 36 gig of photos. Which doesn't see your. I know everybody's at home like, oh my God. So when you upload photos to WordPress, it turns each photo into whatever is needed. So like whatever size is needed for your layout, it makes duplicates of. So like for some of our older layouts, there was 15 or 20 different photos used.
Lord.
So there were 213,000 files that I had to move. So, but he asked me how big it was, and I told him. And he goes, yeah, we could do that. I went, oh, because the last time I tried doing this, I was told no. Like, we had already paid for the change, because I was going to do this, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I'd already paid for it, and they told me it was too big. And that's the first time in my life I've ever heard that statement said to me.
So, love you.
It's not wrong. And so I'm pissed. And he's like, yeah, let's do that. Like, and he tells me what their deal is. And I'm like, you know, it's a dollar for 3 months. It's a dollar. It's a fucking dollar. I don't know if I can get a better deal right now, but it's a dollar. So
I don't know if you could get a better deal ever.
Yeah, no. So I decided to say F it, and we changed servers all day Saturday. It was completed about 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. So in between 11 on Sunday night or Friday night to 4 in the afternoon on Saturday, the sites moved. All three of them that we run.
Yeah.
All of them. And I got the undone. Like, I get to contact Bluehost after this is done. And tell them, hey, look, you can go suck my nut. I'm out. So they still, like, I had to move domains over. And, yeah, that's a process. Fuck. That's a great process, especially when Bluehost gets pissed at you. So let's go on this story. What we were paying a month is irrelevant in this story. But it's not a small amount. Let's just say
it. No, it was not.
It's not a small amount. And when I told them we were moving, and I, you know, he asked me what had happened, and I go, I've already wrote this out in Word. So Saturday night, Friday, in between 11 and 4, I wrote out what I was saying to them in Word while I was half asleep. Probably on Ambien.
Probably.
Because I wanted to be nice about it and not just go, you're fucking dumb.
But...
So I tell him, and he goes, did you guys ever open up a ticket? Are you fucking kidding me? You can see what happened on my account, you dingus. Like,
No, I just had a problem, and instead of trying to fix it, decided to leave.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that if your car fucks up, you don't take it to the mechanic and just go, Like, and the mechanic just looks at you and goes, yeah, it's fine. It's running. It's cool. But can't you hear it knocking? No. Like, that's the same equivalent. Did you open up a ticket? We'll get back to you in 48 to 72 hours. That's not how this works. Oh, my God. So, we move it. Everything. So, I have to contact Bluehost, and I'm telling them I'm out. Let's cancel my account. And he goes, are you sure? Because that's going to, you know, that means everything gets erased. Are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I already moved to Webhost. Oh, well, you should have talked to us first. And I went, I did.
Seven times in one day.
Yeah. If I've had to contact you, the only time I'm contacting someone more than five times a day is if I'm getting some booty. That's it. Like, that's the only way I want to contact someone that many times a day. Like, I talk to you more. We contact each other a lot.
We do.
You're the person I get booty from. Like, yeah. I was pissed off. I was so mad. Like, I think I even woke you up at 1 in the morning going, we're moving web.
You did. For 4 days in a row, you did not come to bed before 5 a.m.
I did not. And I took Ambien on, like, four of those days, too, because I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'd only sleep for, like, two to three hours. I'm up again the next day, and I'm fixing everything. Because when you move things, things happen to break. Mm-hmm. This was a really easy move. Compared to actually moving from Blogger to fucking Bluehost, this, because you had to do it yourself, every web service, by the way, every single one of them will migrate shit over for you. Except for damn Bluehost. Fuck them. So I tell them what happened. I'm out. And I'm supposed to get prorated. Like, I asked for it. And...
Well, it's because you paid for your month for, like, 3 days before you left them.
Yeah. So so I guess I have to tell this because... So we paid $40. And then the next day... Like, and then this happened. So I'm like, I'm probably going to get about 30. This is okay. I was supposed to get 27 or 28 something. And then they charged me for a coupon I used a year and a half ago. What in the actual fuck? Who the fuck does that? Like, I've never ordered from Pizza Hut and used a coupon. And the next time I order... Like 6 months later, because we don't eat Pizza Hut that often.
We don't.
And fuck them, too. But when you order Pizza Hut and you use a coupon 6 months later, or 6 months earlier, and then you order a pizza 6 months later, and somehow they charge you extra because you used a coupon 6 months ago, that shit doesn't happen. No. But it does with Bluehost. So instead of $27, I get $5.30. $5.30. I was like, you cheap motherfuckers. I came out of the office, went into the living room, looked at Ashley, and was just like, fuck them. Because then they blocked my IP address from every domain they own still. Which they own two that are non-existent. Which they exist, but they don't really matter.
No, they just linked to the new site.
Yeah, I still own them. So, like, I had to move everything. So I'm still in the process. I still have, like, two left. But, yeah, it has been a 6-day process, or 5-day process, to get everything back up. I changed the logos.
All of the logos.
Like, actual feature article logos. It's been a long time, so instead of recording this week, I just went, I don't give a shit. And just kind of collapsed because my body gave out on me. What was it? It was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
My body just went, you can't do it anymore. Go the fuck to bed at like 4 p.m.
I've tried for days to make you take a nap and you won't listen to me.
No, because if I take a nap, I'm not sleeping. Like, even if I take Ambien, I don't sleep.
You do if you take a nap early enough of the day.
But see, that's just in my lifestyle that I have. Where I work from home, taking a nap just means you're taking a nap like 20 minutes after you get up. Like, it's like I get up at 10 most of the time. I try to be up around 8. That's kind of the goal. And today I was up at 6:30 because yeah. I actually slept last night. But my goal is to be up around 10 at the very latest, because at least I'm still up during business hours because I have to be because of the publishing company. So... I don't know, but it's been a long week, and I'm still running on fumes, and I probably will be running on fumes for like the next few days, but I'm going to try to start going to bed a little bit better.
I'm going to try to force you into bed. I'm going to start putting Benadryl in your tea at night.
I have to have like 6 of those for that to actually work.
If you do the Benadryl and the Ambien.
Oh, God.
And I don't know, maybe
some
NyQuil.
So let me tell everyone this. When you have not had sleep and you take an Ambien... You start hallucinating really bad. I have never had a hallucination like that. Now I understand what peyote does to the body. Like, that's... Because I had taken the Ambien and I'm sitting in the chair and I'm working because I know how the Ambien works with me. It's like 20 to 30 minutes before it like hits.
Yeah.
Like, I know how my body works. As long as I'm in bed like 15 minutes to 30 minutes after, it's not that big of a deal. I try to shoot for that time frame, or I'll finish a show and at least I'm sitting on the couch. Like, it's not, because if I fall asleep on the couch, it's a futon. It works out there. We're good. But falling is like sitting in the computer chair and I'm working on something and I just get lost in what I'm working on and I don't remember what it was. But the next thing I do vaguely remember having the hallucination, though, of just thinking there is just shit running all over me. There's bugs everywhere, which is not the case. Like, things are trying to come out of my computer screen and grab me. I felt like I was in an episode of The Twilight Zone. It was bad. So I'm having these like mild freak out moments and I try coming to bed and I'm like, I do remember lifting my legs so high to step over a snake or something. Like, it's, it was bad. So if you don't have sleep and you take an Ambien, good luck. Like, that's been a weird week. It has been the weirdest fucking week I've ever had. Like, I guess 2 weeks I've ever had running this company.
You've had a rough time.
And then we did a quarantine haircut.
You know that thing that you're not supposed to do?
Yeah, no. Katie dyed her hair from the Platonic Love Ladies.
To a really pretty purplish color.
Yeah, no, and I'm pissed because she yelled at me for wanting to dye my hair using box color. Like, she got mad at me, and then she does it, and I'm like, you hypocrite!
If you want, we can bleach your hair and dye it purple.
I just, that's tempting. That's tempting.
I will do it.
Especially with this hairstyle that I have now. Which, I don't know what happened. We were just, like, I was like, let's get rid of it. My hair's driving me nuts right now. Because, like, it's longer, but it's not, I don't know how to explain this. It got to the point where it doesn't look good. But it'd have to grow for, like, another 3 months before it looks good again. So it's in that, it's
which puberty. Now is the time.
It's hair puberty.
Now is the time to grow through the awkward stage.
Yeah, because you're not leaving your house, at least for another month everywhere for a lot of places, because I think Illinois is still gonna be on lockdown until June 1st.
Yeah, and you definitely should be. Even if your state opens back up, don't go a lot of places, please. Keep yourself safe.
So yeah, we did a quarantine haircut and it actually doesn't look terrible.
It intended on being like completely shaved. Like, the plan was the idea, to shave your head. We've done that before
because I get lazy and just don't want to fix my hair. Like, that's
so
where
now,
I'm at.
Like, the side of your head is shaved and the top of your hair is kind of long and floofy and it's good.
You know, I
it
feel,
worked, and it's really weird that,
you
it
know,
worked.
It shouldn't work on my face style either, because I have a very chubby face. Not as chubby as it was.
You're working on it.
Yeah. No, it's for some reason I'm losing weight during this. I don't know how this is working, but
we could definitely change your hair color real easy. I have bleached and dyed hair.
Look, I tried to talk about shaving my eyebrows as a joke on the Facebook.
Oh no, the Nana.
And then your grandmother went off. Cause like, she commented on the status, which I was like, ah ha ha, okay. She commented.
No.
When you get a text, and somehow I read it in that voice that made me just kind of whimper like a dog in the corner. Like, I had just chewed
because
a hole.
Because you knew exactly what it was supposed to sound like.
Yeah, no. Like, I had chewed a hole in the couch in case she, like, my owner came home and just went, what'd you do? And then you just walked to the corner and you just kind of cower.
She was honestly worried you were going to take
shake
your
eyebrows
off.
Because what I said, like, if I shave my eyebrows, you know, will they grow back before I see people? And she's just like, they won't grow back. Constantly. Like, 4 text messages in, like, the span of 45 minutes. They won't grow back. Don't do it. Because I didn't respond.
You should have responded.
Well, I was like, okay, so there's part of me that's like, I thought about getting the super glue sticks and actually doing the makeup over it, because I can do that. And take a photo of it and send it and like post it on Facebook just to get reaction.
Oh, she would call and yell at me for it.
It's like the day you went out with the wig on with the River Song hair and you walk outside with the oh God. And she's like, I don't know how to explain this.
So my hair is like down past my butt. Really dark, really long.
I'm going to make a really outdated reference. You have Crystal Gale hair.
Kind of. But, and we had gotten a wig for a possible River Song cosplay. So it's a little bit shorter than shoulder length and like light brown with sandy blonde in it. And so I tucked all my freaking hair up in a hairnet, two hairnets actually, to keep my head from looking lumpy, and got this wig on. And I was real impressed with it and it looked pretty cute. And I had to go outside and grab something from her. Like, she was dropping something off at the house. And I walk out with this hair. And she turns the car off and gets out.
Oh, she's in. I think everyone knows that, like, when you piss off your grandmother, there's just this different type of anger.
It's not the same as when your parents are mad.
No, because, like, they gave you that I'm mad at you, but I'll get over it thing. Like, with the grandparents getting mad at you, it's a completely different story. Like, you just feel like shit. Like,
she gets really upset every time I cut my hair. Even if I don't actually, like, seriously cut my hair, like, I take 2 inches off of it, and it's a whole conversation.
The perfect example of this is, you know what's going to happen to your body if you eat gas station sushi. But you still do it anyway, and then it happens. Like, so, you walk out with the wig, and I just see this instant terror in her eyes. Like, I don't even know if we were engaged yet.
We were not.
But I just saw terror. Like, it was the end of the world.
This was us getting ready for that first convention that we went to in, like, September.
August, yeah. It was River City Comic Expo or...
Little Rock.
Yeah, in Little Rock.
Oh, it was bad.
Like, she was kind of...
Her reaction was so bad. The convention wasn't the bad. The convention was great.
That was that convention was fantastic.
That was my first accidental cosplay.
Yeah, because everyone thought you were someone from Doctor Who anyway. Because we didn't do the costume, but that wig.
Yeah, like, parts of the costume didn't come in time, so we didn't do it. And I wore, like, a TBK t-shirt and a cute skirt and some Converse, and people were trying to guess what I was dressed as. It's me. I am dressed.
This is how I normally dress.
This is me wearing clothes. Please leave.
Like, she was about to beat you with a flip-flop. Like, I don't know how else to explain that.
It was bad.
Like, that woman was angry over this way. I will never forget it either, because, like, I can't explain that look. Like, I've only seen it twice. I can't explain it, but it's the look that Lily gives on How I Met Your Mother when they explode. It's exactly the same thing. It's that exact.
It was bad.
But one of the things we did discover during all of this, do we want to talk about this now, or do we want to talk about Drag Race?
Because, I don't know what we're going for.
Well, I'm talking about what we've started watching. Like, I feel...
Go for it.
Okay. So, one of my day, like, during the move to over, because I couldn't do anything for the few hours, like, I got to do something. And my mission has been for the last year not to watch The Office and Parks and Rec again. I can't do it. Because if I do, I'm just falling into this rabbit hole, and I don't want to turn into Sharon. She ain't listening. It's good. So I don't want to turn.
You done been called out. I'm a teller.
I don't want to turn into Sharon and watch the same show every day. So, which she does not do now, by the way, at all. Like, she has got so many reviews in the box for the website. Like, I'm sitting there going, I haven't watched anything new in like 2 years. Come on. With the exception
of
maybe
constantly watching new stuff.
Yeah. No, you watched something new this week. I don't know what it was. The Legacy or
Legacies, which is the second spinoff to Vampire Diaries, which I've never seen, by the way.
Yeah, because that's like watching Torchwood and then going, I might watch Doctor Who now.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, I've got like 4 or 5 episodes left in the second season. It's like, maybe I'll watch the source material now. Like, when I watched the first episode, I didn't know that that's what it was. Netflix just told me, hey, you might like this.
Is it because you watched Supernatural?
I don't know.
Because...
It just said it was a pick for me. It didn't say... It wasn't because you watched. It was just something you would like type thing.
Well, you've been watching a lot of anime on Netflix.
I have been watching a lot of anime, and I'm sorry that I have thrown off your algorithm.
Oh, no. Like, anime, I'm starting to come around to things. Like, I'm starting to. I'm not saying I'm enjoying it yet. But I'm starting to come around on things. Like, I've watched a few things that I went, I can handle this. I have a lot of questions when I watch Sailor Moon. Like, it is a fuck ton of questions.
You never get all of your questions answered with Sailor Moon.
I like the show, though.
You just kind of have to go with it.
They're all going to be on YouTube.
It assumes that you know a lot and you know nothing.
At the same time, yeah, it's pretty much every relationship I've had. Like, it's real. It's like, oh, you know this, but you don't know this.
Yeah, it kind of throws you into it, and you just got to go with it. Assume that it'll all make sense eventually.
Yeah, no, that's the best hope you can do. But we start, like, Katie has been talking about a certain show constantly.
She has. She got real into it real quick.
And she said it's one of the best shows ever. And I went, all right, I'm going to give Schitt's Creek a chance. Because one, I will not watch Pop. I know what Pop is. And anytime I felt like I watched it, I just felt cheap.
Oh.
Well, the only reason I'd even turn on the network at the time was to watch the broken Matt Hardy thing in Impact. Like, that was it. And this came on.
Always came on right after
it. Yeah, it's always like there's a new episode of Schitt's Creek, and I cracked up at the name. I'm like, that's funny, but never watched the show. So now is the chance. Now is my chance to check this out, see if I enjoy it. Because one, I like Eugene Levy. I like Eugene Levy a lot, actually. Best in Show is his best movie. If you've never seen Best in Show, do yourself a favor and go watch that. It is so dumb funny. It's a documentary. It's a mockumentary about dog shows. It should not be as good as it is.
It's pretty hilarious, though.
There's that one dude who talks about nuts for like 10 minutes. It's great. But Eugene Levy is a really funny dude. And if you don't know who he is, he's the dad in American Pie. I think that's the best. Right?
Yeah, I think that's about it.
And he's got the bushiest eyebrows of any human being alive. But
like, not in a bad way.
No. But, I mean, they are caterpillars as well. Like, it's
pretty. It works for his face.
No, it's great for him. So he created it with his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
So watch the first episode. I went, okay, this isn't bad. There was a couple of times I laughed. Not as hard as I did when he quoted was it Rodeo or The Dance or one of the Garth Brooks songs as just nonchalantly as possible. Quotes it just in the middle of talking. And I had to pause because those are the jokes that I fucking love about comedy. Those are the ones I fucking enjoy. And it's kind of like during the episode of Letterkenny when he makes the Taylor Swift reference. And it's the same principle. And I was dying laughing. And I went,
we literally had to stop the show.
Yeah, I did the same thing after he made that line. And I went, okay, so Schitt's Creek's going to be a show I'm going to give a chance to. And I watched, like, in season 3 now?
Yeah.
I'm so happy I gave this show a chance
In 5 days, we've made it to season 3 of Schitt's Creek. I'm almost completely caught up on a series I started. Like, I watched all
there's
of season...
There's only 13. There's only like 11 or 12 per season, though.
Like, when I was... This is on top of me watching Legacies, and I watched literally 16 episodes in one day.
While playing Animal Crossing.
I watched all 16 episodes in one day while playing Animal Crossing, because that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, because I was working on website stuff, and it was like, I'd come in, we watch like 2 episodes of Schitt's Creek, and I'd just go back in here. Like, that was my break. Was
I made
eat.
Cookies. Like, I'm kind of living my best life right now.
I know, and I forgot there's cookies until you just said that. But Schitt's
Creek chocolate cookies with peanut butter chips, by the way.
Schitt's Creek is really funny. And then Sharon messaged me about this other show on Netflix called Kim's Convenience, which is another Canadian show. I did learn this over the week. I fucking love Canadian sitcoms.
Who was that?
Yeah, I'm at 4. I'm at 4. 5. 5. Red, green counts too. I'm at 5 small, like, I don't think Kim's Convenience is in a small town, but I'm at 5
Canadian. It's not Canadian, in a big town either.
I'm at 5 Canadian sitcoms now.
As I told you earlier.
And Kids in the Hall. And one sketch comedy show.
If actual Canada is as much fun as TV Canada, then maybe we should move.
No, I'm fucking loving TV Canada. It's great.
My only issue here is there's so much fucking snow.
Yeah.
I don't do well in the snow.
Are you mean Illinois sand? Yeah, I got the fuck you look there. I probably got a fuck you look from Sharon, who's like 6 blocks away right now.
She doesn't even know, and she just glared your direction.
Like, somehow she's just like head whips around really fast, like Exorcist shit, and just like it turns.
Walking through snowdrifts at freaking midnight in downtown Chicago.
Not my idea to get lost. Just want to point that out again. It's not my idea. By the way, I got blamed for us getting lost by a lot of people listening, and that's probably accurate.
I mean, moderately accurate. Yeah, we could have.
It's about 40%. No, it's about 80% accurate.
I could have fought harder to tell you we needed to go the other way, but you weren't listening. You were over it.
Yeah, no. I was just like, oh, we could get to the parking lot this way. Oh.
No, we can't.
Son of a bitch.
Really can't. But yeah, it was bad.
Started two new shows this week, and I'm pretty happy with them. You started a new show this week. So we're at new shows. I started the Michael Jordan documentary. So
Which is really good, too, by the way.
Yeah, I watched the second episode. And it's,
still watching Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
That is very good.
There's some really good stuff on right now. And then today's announcement with Parks and Rec coming back for a special one-night episode to help out Feeding America's COVID-19, I think it's relief fund, but I don't know the exact words after COVID-19, but it's to help food banks.
Yeah, no, you get the main gist.
It's awesome. They're going to come back and do a social distancing episode and like how Leslie Knope is handling being social distanced from their best friends in Pawnee. Yeah, I'm
so
freaking stoked for this.
Let me ask you this. Like, where is this going to fit in with everything else? With the
It's now. The timeline is today.
No, I get that. But when they had the final episode, like how far in the future was that?
Now.
Oh.
Yeah. So this actually works itself out. So now they kind of have to tell where they ended up.
Even though they already said where they ended up.
Yeah, well, kind of. They didn't say who was president. We don't know if it's Leslie or Ben. Yeah. They left that wide open.
And they should have.
But we will probably find out in the episode.
I hope we don't.
But I am here for it.
No, that was my only question is like, I knew that we went forward in time a small amount. But I didn't know what year it came to.
Yeah, no. I'm so freaking stoked for this. Parks and Rec's coming back for one night next Thursday night. And it's on NBC. I don't know what time. I'm going to assume
so maybe
seven.
You should binge Parks and Rec in the next week so you can get prepared for it.
Seven episodes or seven seasons. And I'm sitting there. Like, honestly, when I wrote this out, I went, I know how I'm ending this. It's like now I understand how they feel when they see little Sebastian. Because I saw the story. Like, I got the press release. And popped off the couch so fast because I wanted to make sure it was real because, one, I get fake press releases occasionally, so you have to make sure that things are real.
Yeah.
And I jump up, and I'm like, I gotta go to the office. And you're like, what are you doing, weirdo? Your food's almost done. I got a story. And I wrote it out, but I'm like, this is awesome. I cannot wait now. Like, I know it's
this
only
is
for
super excited.
It's only one episode. It's for 30 minutes. I don't know Doesn't if I matter. Care. Like, it's just an episode. That, like, come on. Bring me an episode of The Office like this, too. Let's just do it. Let's just put Parks and Rec in The Office on the same night. It's like it's 2007 all fucking over again, and I'm fine with it. Because that NBC comedy lineup was so good. Like, I need something.
I watched none of that while it was happening.
Oh, my God. I need something to make me feel better right now. And I'm hoping. I have never been so excited for any television special ever.
This is the appropriate amount of nostalgia where, like, you don't need them to redo your favorite thing. You just want a little bit more. Give me one thing.
Like, I would like one more season of The Office with Steve Carell. Like, I would rather have one more season with Michael Scott. Because I think season 9, while it's okay, and you get some really interesting stories out of season 9.
And you lose most of everything.
The finale is so good. But seasons 8 and 9 are so rough to watch because it doesn't have Michael Scott.
I'm really surprised that they continued that show without him, to be completely fair.
It probably should have ended after season 8, in all fairness. It should have. And I know that's probably why it ended in season 9. It's because it didn't have Michael Scott.
It's not the same. It's not the same show.
And I mean, some characters could do okay. Like, I love Jim to an extent. I love Pam to an extent. But the thing about Michael not being there was you get to know everyone else. Like, you really got to know everyone else. So, I mean, you had to force your hand into doing that. And some of the characters just didn't work. In that, like, as mains for The Office. Like, I love all of them, and I love all of them equally, but there are some that just did not work as main characters. And a lot of it has to do with Andy being boss. Which was really shitty, because when that happened, I was rooting for Andy. And I'm mad about that now. I was like, it should have been Daryl. Damn it! still get angry about that all the fucking time. The Parks and Rec is coming back. The Friends is getting a reunion season. It is not going to be scripted.
Oh.
It's going to be them actually. I don't know if it's them just hanging out as friends. Oh, God. I don't know how that's going to work, but that's on HBO Max.
Which apparently is must-see TV now.
Oh, my God.
Thanks.
The amount of shows, that besides the HBO catalog.
Which is impressive
enough.
Which
so much shit in it. It's so good. Like, so many good documentaries. We still have not talked about McMillions. I'm going to save that for next time.
Okay.
Because I want to devote, like, some part of the show to that. And you know what? No, I'm not. I am so fucking pissed that as a child, my mom and I would go to fucking McDonald's every time there was a goddamn Monopoly game and buy fucking food for the entire month trying to win something to only learn that it was a fucking con the entire time.
To stick up for McDonald's here, they didn't know.
No. What a shitty store. So, if you have not watched McMillions,
please watch it.
I get you're gonna be like, what the fuck? Because right now, this is the era of the weird documentary. And
I'm
living for it. Like, I have loved weird documentaries forever. You know this. Like, I made you watch King of Kong.
You did.
I know what the weird documentary is. Like, I'm all about these things. And McMillions is on Hulu without an HBO subscription. And I went, oh, I've got to watch this because I've been told it's really good. And I watched the first episode. I'm like, first of all, how the fuck did he get out with these fucking Monopoly pieces? Because, so what it is the security guard would exchange the Monopoly pieces, take out the winning ones for the firm that was in charge of them or printing them or something, like putting them on the things, like putting them on the fries and the sodas and whatever it was. Yeah, so he was in charge of it, or he was security over it, and somehow would switch him out and was able to get these winning ones and then sell them to other people, and it became this giant clusterfuck, and somebody started a church at a strip club in the same building, and it is the weirdest damn thing, where poor McDonald's is just like, I don't know what to do, and they send in this lady as an undercover agent to film all these winners talking about their winnings of the millions, and it's so good.
And nobody ever actually got any money because the people that stole the stuff took it all. And so all these poor bastards did was pay taxes on money that I didn't get to enjoy.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
If Tiger King kept you interested, this is even crazier.
It's not as crazy as Tiger King, but like the story itself is so good.
All of the players are not as crazy, but it's just insane to how all of this happened.
This is nowhere near the wild and wonderful whites of West Virginia.
Also, still watch.
Nowhere near as crazy as that fucking thing was. Because I explained it to Sharon's husband today, and I'm like, here's the best way I can put it. Xanax, murder, rednecks, tap dancing.
Yeah.
That sums it up. But HBO Max looks so good. Big Bang Theory's on it.
Friends. Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. There's another Rick and Morty. All the Warner properties.
Which, by the way, is coming back for another season.
Yeah, that's coming up. The Warner properties.
Yeah.
New Looney Tunes, which look hilarious.
It'll be interesting to see some Looney Tunes that are not
the weird computer animation ones.
Yeah, or stuck in the past and you feel bad at laughing at some of the jokes.
Looking at you, Foghorn Leghorn.
Yup.
Looking at you. Even though it was one of my favorites as a kid.
And then you see it as an adult, yeah, you're like, oh.
And this is why I eat fried chicken.
Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, Pepe Le Pew is terrible. Oh, Pepe Le Pew is, like, that's hard. That was hard for me to watch as a kid.
I knew that there was something wrong with it when I was younger, but I didn't get how rapey he was. Like, I thought that it was terrible that he wouldn't leave the cat alone, but I didn't.
Yeah, you don't realize, like,
I didn't get that far, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, no, it's uncomfortable now. There's some funny jokes in the, but I'm excited to see a new run of this.
Yeah.
150% and legendary, where it's RuPaul's Drag Race meets like Paris is Burning meets dancing. It's the club scenes of New York. Like
it's a voguing competition. It is. I'm so stoked.
It looks so good. like the trailer for it, I added into our what's coming streaming, and there's a, and that trailer just made me go, I want to see this today. Damn it. But there's another thing coming out in May that's on Amazon Prime that is out early. And it's a remake of Valley Girl. And they turned it into a musical.
Oh, Lord.
And it looks so fucking awesome. Like, I cannot explain to you how awesome this looks. The bad part about it is one of the fucking Paul brothers is in it. Huh? I don't know if it's Logan or Jake. But one of the Paul brothers is in this. But I don't know if they're that big of a role. But it looks so fucking fun. Like they're doing 80. It reminds me of Rock of Ages. Because it's 80s music.
That's awesome.
The music, because they're singing Take On Me in the...
That was... Rock of Ages was so underrated.
It's a really good musical that no one talks about.
I enjoyed that so much. I watched it with my mother and she did not enjoy it nearly as much as me. He's like, you fucking lived this. Why am I having more fun with this? You lived through this.
That's a really good musical if you've never seen it. It was really good.
Which also kind of confuses me that you don't like Moulin Rouge.
Do I need to go into this?
You don't have to.
No, it's not that I don't like Moulin Rouge. It's just I don't care for the movie that much, but a lot of that has to do with who's in the movie and not the movie itself.
Okay.
I'm not a Nicole Kidman fan. I didn't find Moulin Rouge as good as some other musicals. I know that's blasphemous.
I really enjoy it.
Like it see, Rock of Ages for me was as surprising as much as I enjoyed Hairspray, because I love the original Hairspray. I think I can't think of his name now. John Waters is a fucking great film director. Weird as shit, but really good. I did not think I would enjoy the musical as much as I did. The same thing can be said for Rock of Ages. I went in there with such low expectations. I was like, I kind of enjoy this. Also the same way about the remake of Footloose. Because I went in and it's going, it's going to suck. And it was okay. Not as good as the original, but it was good.
There's some things that you can't recapture what the original was, but as long as it doesn't detract from the legacy of what it was, I think you're okay.
Oh, it's Kevin Bacon. Like you can't do Kevin Bacon. I'm sorry.
There is no other Kevin Bacon.
But they did this was was it? I can't think of her name. It's the girl from Dance, the one of the dancers from Dancing.
Julianne Hough.
Yeah, it was Julianne Hough. I thought she did a great job. It's not a bad movie.
No.
It's not as good as the original, but it's not bad. Like, if you hadn't seen the original and you saw that one first, you'd be okay. Like, there's a few remakes where I've seen the remake before I've seen the original, and I went, I'll be okay.
Most of the horror movies that are remakes, I've seen the remake first.
Yeah, no. The only one that I'm gonna bitch and moan about is Evil Dead, but that's a whole nother argument for another show. You can't do it. I'm sorry. That remake's terrible. You lose a lot without having Bruce Campbell in it.
I'll give you that.
It's just not the same.
It's not completely useless.
No, but it's just not the same. Halloween is gonna be the exception to this rule. Because I even like the Rob Zombie ones, even though I know a lot of people don't. But I like the Rob Zombie ones, and I've seen the new one,
mm-hmm.
And I liked it.
So, fun story about the Rob Zombie ones. I was in high school when the first one of those came out.
I think that also was 2007.
And I'm super into horror movies. I convinced my mother to take me to go see it. We've gone and seen horror movies before. It's not a big deal. Like, she's totally cool with it. Because I'm mostly grown. Like, I can handle blood, guts, gore, sex, fuck. All of the things.
We got to talk about this. After we talk about Drag Race, I have to tell about some of the movie stories with you and your mom.
Oh, Lord. Well, my stepdad decided he wanted to come, too. And, you know, even if you haven't seen it, you can probably guess. There's a sex scene in it. Because, you know, Halloween, Rob Zombie. That's a thing. It's fine.
That's just a Rob Zombie deal.
It's a thing. Like, it's not a big deal. He got morally offended that me, a child, was there to witness this at like 16. And he tried to get us to leave the theater because he was offended about a sex scene. We came to see a Rob Zombie movie. about a killer. There's a ton of blood and guts and gore. And
he's not seen the original Halloween?
Yeah, he has. And he claims to be a Rob Zombie fan.
Have you not seen the other movies then?
I don't think he has.
Like, I mean, yeah, you can be a Rob Zombie music fan, but
I think that's all he knew about him was the music.
Oh, the Grindhouse movies. Like, look.
Are wonderful.
They're so weird, but they make so good.
Really happy. Like, I knew what I was getting into. I had seen Rob Zombie films.
I knew
what was coming.
Three from Hell's the new one. Fuck. Devil's Rejects, and my mind just went blank. The Devil's Rejects. Go ahead, talk.
And the other one.
Yeah, and the other one.
And the other one. No, it was the worst experience ever because he was not super quiet about trying to convince us to leave on like opening weekend.
House of a Thousand Corpses. I'm going to get lambasted by every fucking horror movie fan that listens.
So that was the weirdest thing that I've ever experienced.
Yeah, no.
Was him becoming so upset.
Like, if you have seen...
Oh, there's sex in this.
Doesn't someone die having sex in one of the movies? I don't know which one, if it's House of a Thousand Corpses or Devil's Rejects. I think it's Devil's Rejects, because I think it's Brian Posehn that just gets shot in the head while he's on top of somebody. Like, it's... There's sex scenes in every Rob Zombie movie.
All of them.
It's just... Except for probably The Haunted World of Super El Bisto, which I think there's even an animated sex scene in that, which is his best movie if no one has seen it. It's an animated movie, and it is hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got to talk about some stuff with your mom after this. RuPaul's Drag Race is this week. It's time to talk about what happened. I fucking hated this episode. This episode can go fuck itself. Like,
I'm really surprised you want to even talk about this.
Oh, so I did the power rankings, and I just sat there, and I'm like, why? Why did this happen? How did this happen? I am living for RuPaul's Drag Race right now, because it's the only thing that's new. It's on TV. Like, every Friday night, just like, Drag Race. I'm so mad. I'm fucking pissed. Because
it was your favorite.
So, this week's mini challenge is they had to create some sort of mystery box and then shade the other girls with stuff in the box. Hey, look.
The correct person won that challenge.
Oh, no, it was Jackie Cox and... My mind just went... It was Jackie Cox and Gigi that won it.
There you go.
It was really good. They were fantastic with that. I'm like, yeah, no, they should have won. That was easy. And Jackie. I love Jackie during this episode because this might be Jackie's best episode as a whole.
It was good.
And she was hysterical. And then the main challenge was they created a product for Droop. Just
get that. But, freaking broccoli came back again.
And they do this every season where the queens have to make this product and make the commercial for it. And... You can tell who's really good and who's really not during this challenge. And
I feel like nobody is appropriately prepared for these things. Like, you kind of know what you're getting yourself into.
But you don't know when it's coming.
You don't know for sure, but you should be able to, like, with the Snatch Game thing. Like, you know it's coming.
How does everyone suck?
Be freaking better.
When was the last good Snatch Game? Season 6?
Pretty much.
Because there's at least 3 in that one that I can, like, Maggie Smith.
A really good
buddy, Smith. Yeah, crap. Adore Delano's Anna Nicole Smith and Bianca Del Rio's Judge Judy. And
which is
I think
one of my favorite things.
I still think there might have been another one in that group that was really good.
Yeah. It.
Baloney!
This is one of those things, like, you know that you're going to have a challenge like this. Be freaking prepared. You know the things that if you especially go far in this competition... You're going to have to sing. You're going to have to dance. You're going to have to sew. You're going to have to use trash to create things.
You're going to have to improv. Like you should know what you're
in a group and
do.
By yourself and with Ross Matthews every single time. Like 100% of the time you're going to do these things.
And
be
Ross
ready for
is
it.
Great. And Ross is fantastic.
I love him and he puts up with way too much.
Oh God, Ross might be one of the best things on that show now. Like I love him as a judge so much more than I should. So much more than I should. There was a couple in that season 6 episode that was really good. But okay, so they're doing the challenge this week, and Jackie Cox brings 1960s television show, and whoever this fucking judge is, who I guess now is because I wrote this, whoever this fucking judge is, he hosts The Biggest Loser on USA.
And he was the director for the commercial shoot.
Yeah.
It was a terrible idea.
He is the walking equivalent of vanilla. I don't know how to explain this. He might be the most boring human being on the planet. How can you get someone to do this show that doesn't understand Jackie Cox is dressed like Barbara Eden from I Dream of Jeannie.
And she gave very specific instructions on how to do things. Even, and it made sense.
Like, she's even going, this is 1960s television. And he just was like, I don't get it. I don't understand. And then it's I get it. Okay. And he just hated everybody. He hated everybody. This is the worst person they have ever brought in on this show.
But was it on purpose?
I don't think it was. I think he's just... they had him come on and went, oh, he'll be fine. He'll be great at this. And he wasn't.
No, he was terrible.
I don't remember the exact words I said in the article, but it's bad. So we get to see everyone's do their commercial, and Jackie Cox is doing Merkins, which is fucking hysterical, and does the whole I Dream of Jeannie thing, which is great. Jan did Simply Jan, which I've never heard them tell anyone to bring it down. I think in the history of that show, I've never heard them say you have too much energy. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Sometimes she did, though.
But I think that's just who she is.
It is, but you've got to...
But...
You got to fine-tune it sometimes.
See, I don't think she was a bottom two this week. I think the other bottom was Gigi, but we're not going to say that. I thought Gigi's at commercial. I don't remember even what it was about. Do you? It was bad. We don't... That's what I'm saying. It was just really bad... Widow's was...
Was it a perfume?
It probably was. A lot of the girls did a perfume thing. Widow did that.
I don't know. It had bitch in it.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Because, she got to say bitch. And the way she said it, he did not like. And then it came across in the ad just really boring. I'm like, I would rather buy the... if I was watching an ad, there's a reason why Billy Mays worked. Just throwing this out there.
I'm so excited, and I'm here, and I'm over here, and it does this thing and this thing, and it washes your car, and it takes your dog to walk.
Yeah.
It does 50,000 things.
I bought an awesome auger.
I know.
Because of that fucking man.
I am aware.
Do I have a garden? No. Would I ever have a garden? Probably not.
Maybe not.
You know why? I'm lazy. But
we should plant some peppers.
I mean, sure. Not in an apartment, but yeah, sure.
In the backyard.
Yeah, maybe. Not since they mow every other day, but...
We'll put them in a bucket.
But yeah, no, I would just... Anything that man sold, I'm going to buy. For some reason, I'm just there.
And that's why we have 46 cans of Flex Seal.
No, he wasn't the Flex Seal guy. I think he was Mighty Putty.
Mighty Putty? I thought he might have been Flex Seal if they're beginning.
I don't think so. He was for something else, though. There was another... there's a pipe one. That you would spray on a pipe and it would fix it. It was
the same thing.
Yeah, it was Flex Seal, but it wasn't Flex Seal. It was something else, and I can't think of the name of it. But Billy Mays was great. So they're doing these Jan's having all this energy, which was great. Crystal brought it. I thought Crystal's was really funny. Heidi won, which I have not seen that much personality out of Heidi yet. And
she's a lot of fun.
She is definitely could win this thing now.
Yeah.
Or at least get second, because I'm pretty sure they have made up their mind on who's winning. I don't think we are going to see anyone else coming. Gigi's going to win. I don't want to say that, but I'm just about 90% sure this is happening now.
Same thing happened with Aquaria.
Yeah, it's the same situation where it's like, I got attached to another queen.
And kind of Violet, too.
And kind of Bob.
Where they well, Bob.
Bob deserved to win though. Bob was the best in that season.
You cannot call Bob the same as these other ones.
No, because I can't. Other than Kimchi, I can't remember a damn queen.
That's
from
not
season
saying
eight.
Bad things about these queens that have won, but you can kind of tell early on, they've decided this
is Violet,
the winner.
Like I love Violet. I think Violet's a great queen.
I like her even more after seeing her perform live.
That was
amazing.
But she's not the most remembered from season seven. It's Ginger, it's Trixie, and it's Katya. Hands down.
And I think any of them could have easily, handily won that season. But they decided it was Violet.
I think they decided it was Violet when she did the flip of the cape thing. Because when she does that, because that even made the soup. Like, that's how big of a moment that was, because no one had seen that yet.
No, I mean, it was super cool. She deserved to win, but I don't know if she deserved to win as handily as she did.
It's kind of like season 9. I don't think Sasha should have won season 9. I think it should have been Peppermint or Trinity. The more I've thought about season 9, the more I think, I don't know if Sasha should have won this. I like Sasha a lot, but I don't know if she should have won.
I can give you that.
But yeah,
Aquaria, I think the only one that nobody can ever complain about is Bianca.
I mean, the weird part is, any of those other, well, with the exception of, I think Adora got saved by Bianca.
Yeah,
I do believe that, but I think Courtney could have won any other season. I think Bendela could have won any other season.
Bendela did win another season.
Oh, no, hands down.
If you want to talk about the true winner.
Yeah, no, it's All-Stars season 3. No, it's Bendela Grimm. But yeah,
he was clearly too good to come back for All Stars.
So we're watching, like, all these commercials are, like, some are good, some aren't. It's just what it is.
Every time.
And of course, Heidi wins. A lot of the girls are safe. Jada kept hitting her microphone, which just sitting there watching, I'm like, this hurts. And the bottom two this week is Jan and Widow. I don't agree with this.
Top two on the first week.
Actually, it was Widow and Gigi as well.
Oh, was
it? Yeah,
I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was too, but I think it was Gigi. But like, I'm watching this and I go, oh shit, Jan's going home. Like, Widow's a great lip syncer. We already know this. Mm-hmm. Widow is a lip sync assassin. So is Heidi. So yeah, we know what's happening. And Jan's trying to bring all that they can. They did this black wedding look. I honestly liked almost everybody's look this week.
Some of them were a little basic.
Well, that's true, but I did like all
it's
of
just
them.
A pretty black ball gown, like, meh.
I liked a lot. I thought Crystal won.
I didn't
this week
say
for
they
me.
Were bad.
I thought
she
Crystal won
did.
This week for
no,
me.
No, definitely.
But yeah, so I'm mad, and then Jan goes home, and I felt hurt and just destroyed. It really felt like when Nina got eliminated last season, or when Cracker got eliminated in season 10. I was
that
so
one made
fucking
me so
heartbroken.
Sad.
Because, like, Cracker hasn't done All-Stars yet. And I was so hurt.
She's got to be coming back for the next season of All-Stars,
right?
I don't
know if she needs to, honestly.
I didn't say she needed to. I said she's going to, right?
Yeah, no, because Aquaria won, and I'm just thinking, I like Aquaria, don't get me wrong. Aquaria was funny in Snatch Game, like, honestly, she was. And a lot better than a lot of people should have been. Like, that's the thing with her. I didn't dislike season 10, but I'm sitting here watching the season going, I'm at the point now where it's a race for second. Because I think Gigi's going to win, and I don't think they're going to pick anyone else. Even if the lip syncs are bad, like when they do the finals, if they do the finals live, I don't know how this is working yet. But
are we going to do drag from our living room again?
I hope.
Are we going to do an empty arena?
They did. Oh, they've been doing those stream things for the last couple of weeks for charity, which, I mean, they could do that. Which would be really weird, because then they'd find out if they won with the exact moment they won. Because they would do, you could do that live.
You could.
But I'm so mad. I was so mad. I'm just angry. But now I've got a new person I have hitched my bandwagon behind.
Crystal?
It is Crystal Method. Like, when I did the power rankings this week, I got, every time I do this, every time we talk about Drag Race, I get these scathing messages like, you're a piece of shit.
People are super into Drag Race and apparently not into people having their own opinion.
Yeah, no, it's funny. It's funny to me. But I put Crystal at number 2 this week in the power rankings, and it was just like, oh God, all hell has broken loose. Oh my God.
I think she's improving herself every week.
Oh, it's her. Like, it really is her, Jada, and Gigi, because I think Jada's in the top right now. But yeah, it's been, Drag Race has been fun this season.
It has.
I'm mad at Jan going home, but what can you do? I have been to Magic Mike with your mom.
You have?
And I still don't know how to understand that day.
You wanted to come.
Yeah, because one, I just love movies, but I didn't know. I don't know. Was I fully aware of what I was getting myself into at the time? Or did I know your mom was going? Or was there something into this where I'm like, oh, this probably will be okay for me to go to?
I don't know. She and I had planned to go see this movie because she wanted to, and I take her to movies that she wants to see.
And I got invited.
And you were fairly new, and we were inviting you to go do stuff, and jokingly invited you to go to this, and you said, yeah, we'll go. What?
It's awkward. It's awkward watching those types. Like, so Joe Manganiello is just dancing his heart out, like just cock jiggling everywhere. And I'm just sitting here like, I don't know how to handle this. Not because I don't think Joe Manganiello is hot or anything, but it's like, I'm watching a sex movie kind of with your mom. It's like, I went to see one of the 50 Shades with your best friend. Like, it's...
Again, we invited you because you were there and didn't expect you to say yes.
And who had probably the most fun?
Probably you.
Yeah, no, because I like those movies, and it's weird that I like those movies, and I should like those movies.
It's not weird that you like those movies.
But yeah, no, like, anytime there's a sex conversation around your mom, like, I almost went underwear shopping with your Nana. Like, that's the weirdest thing I have ever... Yeah, no, don't... Not even for me. For you. For Christmas.
Yeah.
Like... We weren't even engaged yet at this point.
They knew.
But they're like, you want to go shopping? Like, oh, sure, I'll go Christmas shopping. And they're like, well, you want to go into Victoria's Secret? I'm going to go get some coffee. I will go to Barnes & Noble. I will be there if you need me.
Yeah, go pick out some books.
Text me. I'll be coy. Like, I'm not going underwear shopping with your grandmother. It's a no. Like, that is a hard no. I don't think I could go into, like, there are just certain stores that I don't believe I could go into with your grandmother. One of those is Spencer's. I just don't think I could do it.
I don't know if she's ever gone into Spencer's.
I think she has, but I just don't think I could go into Spencer's. It's weird enough going into Hot Topic with her occasionally.
She sometimes asks questions.
You know, and it's not, and they're blunt questions.
They're very blunt questions, and... She sometimes has an idea about what's going on, and sometimes she really legitimately doesn't. But admittedly, great. Sometimes when I go into Spencer's, I don't know what's going on, and I have to try very hard to figure it out.
Like, if she made her way to the back, I don't know how the conversation would go. Like, I just...
Nope.
I couldn't do it. Mm-mm. Like, I couldn't go into a sex store with your mom. I just feel like that's really weird.
Like, I couldn't either. It's okay.
Yeah, no, it's going into sex stores with family is just the most awkward fucking thing in the world.
I've gone in with a whole bunch of friends. Like, it's not a
big
deal.
That's different. Like, your friends and you can talk about the size of dildos. That's not an issue.
And, like, I'll help people pick stuff out, but not, no.
But, like, going in...
Maybe a cousin.
I mean, you're in Arkansas, so when in Arkansas, do what Arkansans do.
Oh, my God.
Or Arkansasians. As I first called them.
You know what I meant.
I know, but I had to go there.
Like, as far as family members go, like, maybe, like, a cousin.
That's as far as it goes. Because, like, you're not going in there with a blood relative. Like, you're not going in there with your brother. Like, you're not.
No. Yeah, no. I'm not going to help him pick out things.
No, how awkward.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, no. So when they asked me to come, like, your grandmother bought, like, a nightie for us on our wedding night.
It was, like, creepy as shit.
Like, you open it and go, why are you buying this for me? It's the most awkward conversation. Like, I'm sorry, but if you wear this, I can't have sex with you. Because it's just awkward knowing that your grandmother picked this out.
Still haven't worn it.
You may have wore it once. But, like, it was...
Not then.
Not that night.
It didn't even get packed.
Nope. We just took a white t-shirt.
That was bad.
No, like, how do you handle this? Like, how can you, like, how do you handle that? Just, and, like,
I don't know why she decided to do that.
I don't either. Like, she was
there was never a discussion. There was no, I should probably buy this, and then she bought it instead. Like, there was no discussion. That was very far from my mind. Like, this is not a thing that I need.
We were planning a wedding. And that's all that mattered.
I'm way more worried about the wedding clothes.
Than the wedding things that's not going to be worn.
And then she threw a fit when I said I was going to leave in my dress.
Yeah, no, she definitely. Yeah.
And would not let me leave in my wedding dress. And bought a bright red full lace dress for me to leave in.
It's a very pretty dress, though.
It is a very pretty dress. But I was in white before, and now I'm in red because now I'm married. And that's all I can think of. It's like, oh my God.
It's been a really weird.
What did you think happened when I took my dress off back there?
Nothing has changed.
We're not doing that in the church.
I mean, I might have at one point.
It would have been funnier if we did. But
I did do shots in the church that evening. I'll tell that on the show. I don't care.
I sat in the floor and ate popcorn chicken.
Chicken was good.
I had to sit in the floor because I could not sit in a chair in my dress.
That was funny.
And I had to sit a very specific way.
Have we ever talked about our wedding on the show?
No, but we should next time.
Yeah, no, that's what we got to talk about. We got that whole experience.
Because we're coming up on our 5-year anniversary.
We are. That whole experience is actually kind of funny.
It was not fun.
No. Like the wedding itself.
Like
was.
The lead up to the wedding was not fun for me.
No.
That was terrible.
I got shots.
Terrible.
I got a shot.
I didn't. Nobody brought me booze.
One of the groomsmen did.
Have you seen my bridesmaids? And nobody brought me alcohol.
That is very true. Like, out of all the bridesmaids you have, there's one of them that couldn't buy it at the time. But,
well,
like, the other two, I know drink.
Yeah.
And I have drank with both of them, and it is not easy to keep up with them.
No, and they brought me nothing. Nothing.
Because I tried to keep, like oof, oofa. This has just been an off the rails episode alive. We decided, like, I'm still tired. Like, I don't have my heart in this one, and I can say that. But we had to do something because we didn't get one up this week. We didn't get any shows up this week because of everything that happened with the website.
It's hard to post things whenever there's no way to get to the website.
I was so that's the frustrating part. It's like, oh God, if the site's down, who the fuck gonna click anyway? So, new episode of Borderline Problematic tomorrow. New episodes of Writer Uncensored this weekend, which I got the write about over, and it's going to be an interesting one. So, Brian and Kendra are pissed, and you get to hear why they're pissed in that episode of Writers Uncensored. Cindercraft returns on Monday night with Cats. It's happening this weekend. We're recording it. I'm not making this up. It's about damn time. And then Space Jam, because the Michael Jordan documentary.
Yeah.
And that was the last time the NBA was canceled. So I think it's going to wrap up this edition of Live. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think this was good. We talked a lot.
Over nothing.
And everything.
Well, what did we say that was like earlier? I'm so out of it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where you're going with this.
No, we said something that was... Also, everything and nothing at the same time.
I have no idea.
I don't either. We were talking about one of the shows, and you.
I have no idea.
We said this exact same thing earlier.
I think you're crazy.
I probably am.
And I don't remember talking about that.
Oh, just to let everyone know, there was no socks in the closet. That was bullshit. The next day, she admits this to me in the morning after the show is posted. Like, oh no, I was just making that up to look better. You fuck taked.
I was not. There is a sock box. It is just not currently in the closet. It is literally in front of the dresser with a shit ton of socks in it.
And every fucking sock in there is dirty.
It is not.
It is.
No, they are not dirty socks. I would not keep a bucket of dirty socks in the bedroom.
Well, you do keep a bucket of dirty socks in the bedroom, and I got...
Yeah, it's you.
I got 14 new pairs sitting in which I couldn't wear one of the pairs the other day for some reason, but...
You deserve that. You deserve that.
We're going to wrap up this show like we do every episode. Would you like to add anything? She threw something at me. I'm going to text your Nana. Tell her you threw something.
Do it.
I'm not, because I don't need that lecture. All right, everybody, we're going to wrap this show like we do every show. For Ashley, I'm Richard. You can say bye. Nope. All right, we're going to end this show with Joe Exotic. You know what to do, sir. Take us home tonight.
I am not cutting my hair. I'm not changing the way I dress. I refuse to wear a suit. I've had some kinky sex. I have tried drugs. I am broke as shit. I have a judgment against me from some bitch down there in Florida.